I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. And before I go any further, I'd like to make a little announcement. I'm very happy and proud to say that we've got our recording secretary, Jenny Norwood, was the employee of the third quarter for the county. Jenny? So.
Way to go, Jenny.
Congratulations. Now, will I have the approval of this evening's revised agenda?
So moved.
Are there any additions or corrections?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our July the 15th, 2013 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Usual voting sign?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have approval of the finding of the facts. Are there any additions or corrections to those? Hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Motion that we approve the finding of the facts for July 15th.
A second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the finding of the facts that were July the 15th, 2013 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in an expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present its case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
Case number 11248, Beatrice Antonini, north of Route 54, east of Canvas Back Road, and 1,030 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 27D within Swan Keys Development. Tax map ID is District 533. Map 12.16, parcel 396, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Beatrice Antonini, 37010 Canvas Back Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant. This is an application for a variance for Lot 27, Block D in Swan Keys. The applicant, Mrs. Antonini, currently has a 14-by-80-foot manufactured home on the lot, which she has owned for about 23 years, and it has been used as a summer home. She actually moved to Sussex County in September of last year and is now a full-time resident of the county. Her plans are to remove the older manufactured home and replace it with a new two-story dwelling. The dwelling will be her permanent residence, as well as that of her daughter, who is going to be moving to Sussex County. Lot 27, like a number of other lots in Swan Keys, is an undersized lot, being 40 feet wide by 144 feet deep. The lot fronts on Canvasback Road, and it borders a lagoon in the rear, and the lot contains 4,170 square feet. Mrs. Antonini's proposed home would be approximately 24.4 feet wide by 55 feet in length, and due to the narrow 40 feet width of the lot, variances are needed in order to fit the home on the lot. If you refer to the exhibits that I gave out, Exhibit A is the survey and site plan. And basically, the variances that we're requesting on the right side, which is the south side, the home will be 10.6 feet from the sideline, so that will meet the 10-foot side yard setback requirement. There are 4-foot wide steps and an entrance stoop, and that, of course, is permitted to encroach. That will be the main entrance to the home. And for architectural and protection from the weather, it's being proposed that a roof would be located over the stoop. The actual roof would be 6.6 feet from the side, and that does result in a request for a 3.4-foot variance. And again, that would be for the roof over the stoop only. On the north side of the lot, which is the left side, the home is proposed to be 5 feet from the property line, and that, of course, results in a 5-foot requested variance for the dwelling itself. And then in the 5-foot setback area, there are steps being proposed and an entrance stoop that would be 4 foot wide. That would result in a 9-foot variance from the side. This stoop and steps would be an emergency exit only from the home. It would not be used basically other than an emergency situation. And then also it's proposed to have the HVAC units located along the side, about halfway back along the house. That would result in a setback of 1.9 feet or an 8.1-foot variance. To minimize any visual or sound impact from the variance, it is proposed to build a screening fence along that property line with Lot 28. And of course, you have the authority to make that a condition of your approval. As to the legal requirements, this is a unique situation due to the lot size. Again, as you're well aware, in Swan Keys, the lots are only 40 feet wide and smaller lot area of 4,170 square feet. That size lot and that width can accommodate a single wide manufactured home, but it makes any other type of dwelling almost impossible without a variance. And again, as you know, over the years, the nature of Swan Keys has been a transition from the older single-family manufactured homes to newer homes. The proposed dwelling is a reasonable use of the property. It's similar in nature and to the trend of development of new homes in Swan Keys, and the variances are necessary for the reasonable use of the property, and the end result, of course, will be the construction of an attractive new home in the community. The situation has not been caused by the lot owner. Again, as you are aware, this lot and the surrounding lots in the area were created as 40-foot lots by the original development of Swan Keys, which at its inception was planned for manufactured homes. And as I mentioned before, it has evolved into more substantial homes over the years. We believe that the requested variances are the minimal needed for the reasonable use of the property and the design of this home. And lastly, the requested variance would not alter the essential character of Swan Keys or the surrounding area. The proposed house will be in conformity with many existing homes in the community and the trend of replacing the older homes with the new homes on these 40-foot lots. In checking the Sussex County records, there have been over 80 variances granted on the 40-foot lots in Swan Keys. There's been 29 variances granted on Canvasback Road, and there's several variances in the immediate area of this lot, including the adjacent lot and the lot that's directly across the street from Mrs. Antonini's lot. If you look on Exhibit B of what I submitted to my exhibit book, the lot marked in yellow is Mrs. Antonini's lot, and the lots marked with X are lots where variances have been granted over the years, some obviously some time ago, some more recent. Lot 24, which is two lots from Mrs. Antonini's lot, there were two side yard variances granted in 2010. That was case number 10607. There was a 6.8-foot variance on one side and a 3.6 variance on the other side. That case is marked as Exhibit C. Swan Keys is a unique situation, as you know, and we believe that the variance with the conditions that a screening fence be constructed along the lot line, again, would be appropriate. I do want to mention one other thing. As I said, Swan Keys is unique. This is a picture of Mrs. Antonini's home. So this is the existing manufactured home that's located on the property. It's the blue home with the seagulls on the front there. And the as you can see, the existing setback on the side where we're requesting the majority of the variances already is close to the property line. I think if you can see, there's a shadow there. But if you look where the shadow is, there are existing steps, basically located where the new steps are proposed. And if you look beyond the steps, the existing HVAC units are already located, again, in approximately the same location that we're requesting the variance for the new HVAC units. So under these circumstances, with the existing conditions of the property and the nature of Swan Keys, we believe that this is an appropriate variance. And Mrs. Antonini, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge? And gentlemen, that's everything we have to present, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gray. Are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Thibodeau, this was advertised for a side yard variance, not specific to north or south. Is that correct?
I believe so. Let me. From the side yard setback requirement.
Okay. That's it.
Doesn't specify north or south.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Mills, I believe it was general. From what I saw, it was okay. Just yeah. Side yard setback variance.
And so, Mr. Fouquet, in addition to the three north side variance request, you're requesting an additional 3.4 feet on the north side for a covered porch?
Yeah, I was not aware that there was a roof over the steps.
Okay.
At the time that I filed the application.
All right. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
I believe John, Mr. Mills has asked the same question I have, but I have one other. Does the 8.1 reflect the HVAC's 3-foot encroachment? Does that reflect that, Secretary? Should that be 5.1 or?
Yeah, it doesn't reflect the allowable encroachment. It just says 8.1 should be 5.1.
5.1?
But once they exceed it, we usually include the entire encroachment.
Yeah, we do the entire thing.
All right. So, in other words, you're going to include...
Just like the 9 foot for the steps.
As the variance there.
I asked for what I thought was the maximum, just so there wasn't any confusion.
Right. Oh, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills had answered mine, so having no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2? Okay, 3? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has demonstrated the standards for granting a variance very clearly, that it is a undersized lot, that I believe it's the least amount of modification possible for the ordinance that's in use. So I would say that based on all those, that there is uniqueness to the property, which is the small portion of the property, which is 40 feet in the front. And the variances are side yard variances. The variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicants because of the lot size. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. They're all that size down there, and there he's brought also to our attention the numerous adjustments with the 40-foot lots. And the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,248. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,248 is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yes,